Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaha, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 6th of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, corresponding to Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025. You tune in to the mid-morning show, and today we're going to be diving into one of the most spiritual, powerful times of the Islamic calendar, and that is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Let us understand how important is the month of Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah is the final month of the Islamic calendar, and the first 10 days of this month are so sacred that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that there are no days on which righteous deeds or righteous actions are more beloved to Almighty Allah than these 10 days. And this is stated in Bukhari. And it's even more beloved than the 10 days of Ramadan. These days are the days of mercy of Rahmah, opportunities and immense reward. My dear respected listener, it is during these days that millions of Hujjaj or Muslims that travel to Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform the sacred pilgrimage and one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. But even for those that cannot make it, you know, we've been for Hajj already. Allah Ta'ala accept our Hajj and accept the Hujjaj that have gone for Hajj, Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. And for those who couldn't make it this year, their names never come out, even though if you did apply, that there is also a golden opportunity for us who are here back at home. So let us look at what and how important are these days, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They include the day of Arafat, which is very important in the Islamic calendar and in the life of a Muslim. And this is the best day of the year where Allah Ta'ala frees more people from Jahannam than any other day. And it is so important that we make dua and try to keep fast on this day. You know, the first thing is we try to keep our nafil fast, but especially on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, that is the day of Arafat, that we should try and keep our fast. And the one who keeps a fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, their sins, their previous sins of the year, and the sins that are to follow will be forgiven. They witness the completion of Hajj. And what is the amazing part of all of us is that we follow the Sunnah and the practice of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we get almost the same reward, if not the same reward. I stand to be corrected. And no matter where we are, we practice, you know, look at it, so many people around the world, millions and millions and millions of people, of Muslims around the world, are practicing what the Hujjaj are actually going through. So how can we maximize now? Let's understand, how can we maximize the barakah of these 10 days? So one should increase in the dhikrullah. We should increase our dhikrullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that encouraged us to recite Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah frequently during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And we should revive the takbir from the Fajr of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah on Asr to Asr of the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Like I mentioned earlier, that we should try to fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And it's an important day, you know, it's the day of Arafat, it's a momentous day, it's a beautiful day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, like I said, that fasting on the 9th of the day of Arafat expiates the sins of the previous and coming year. That's narrated in Muslim. We should also increase our nafil salah, and we should also increase our tilawat of the noble Quran, and we should give out a lot of sadaqah as well. And try to avoid all sins as much as possible. You know, we sin on a daily basis, my respected listeners. But we should try to avoid it as much as possible. You know, these days are sacred. We don't know whether we'll see another Hajj. You know, we just got a message this morning that there was a mayit in our family. My beloved aunt, she returned to the mercy of Almighty Allah, and that is the mayit of Marhuma Ruksana Khamisa, who is the sister of Marhum Ismail Abdul Karim, Marhum Siddiq Khamisa, and Samira Katri. The time will be at 2 p.m. Janaza Salah and the burial will be at the Port Chepstow Muslim Kabristan. One should recite Surah Ikhlas three times and pass the sawab, the Isa alayhi sawab, to all the marhum and marhumin. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My aunt was a beautiful person. She had such a loving soul. And, you know, everyone that I know that you lost a family member, hold him dear to you. And, you know, the amazing part was that she stayed up the road from us. And we used to see her on a frequent. It's a sad day for us. But look at the Mubarak day that she got. She got the Mubarak days in the days of Hajj. You know, and it was so quick. And that we must understand how short life is. You know, we shouldn't take anything for granted when it comes to things like this. So we shouldn't hold anything in our heart, especially if you've got any grudges. You know, try to mend family ties. Try to be kind to one another, because you won't know if you're going to see that person again. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Arafah, the most sacred day of the Islamic calendar. On this day, the Hujjaj will stand on the plains of Arafat, and during the time from after Zuhr until Asr is called the Wukuf time, and they will make the dua and they will implore Almighty Allah to, Ya Allah, forgive us. And various radio stations will be taking it live, and inshallah, Murk Sahaba will also be taking the Wukuf dua live, and we're going to try our level best. We're just going to pass it through management that we're going to try and get one of the people who are there in Makkah, in the Arafah, and then we're going to listen to the dua and you're going to make Ameen to those duas. It is also the day that Allah Ta'ala perfected the deen of Islam. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Ta'ala says, this day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as your religion. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 3. The 10th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Eid, a day where we perform the Udhiyah or the Qurbani, and that is the practice of our beloved Father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. My dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, let us not let these days slip by unnoticed, whether it's through Salah, through our fasting, or giving out sadaqah, or remembering Almighty Allah by making dhikr and remembrance of Almighty Allah. Let us capitalize on these 10 days and let us introspect, like how we did during the month of Ramadan. Let us also introspect during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. You know, it allows us to cleanse our ruh. Like, we know when you're sick, and you go to a doctor, the doctor would prescribe something for you. He'd give you medication, and that is for the outer body. But have we ever realized, have we ever asked ourselves, what does our ruh, our inner self, our inner body need? And that is spiritual reformation. We need that upliftment in our life. You know, that Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inul qulub, verily, the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. And that's what we want. We want contentment in our life. We want peace, serenity, sukoon in our life. And if you are struggling or feeling distant from Iman or from your faith, know that Allah Ta'ala's door is always open. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, La taqnatu bi rahmatillah, never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran also that we are closer to them than their jugular vein. Look how close Allah Ta'ala is to us. When we walk to Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala runs towards us. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us to ask, to beseech Him for His forgiveness, ask Him for His mercy, for His rahmah. He's waiting for us to pick up our hand and say, Ya Allah, I ask of Thee, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone do we worship and Thee alone do we ask for help. All our needs, whatever we need, we turn to Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, You help me, Ya Allah. You are ghaibi madad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah is Malikul Mulk, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Allah Ta'ala is the most beautiful. You know, we turn to Almighty Allah and ask Allah Ta'ala for His guidance, for His mercy. Inshallah, it's 25 minutes past 10 Central African time. We're going to go for a small break, and then we're going to listen to our various lectures, inshallah. And then, if you have any messages, or if you know of anyone who is gone for Hajj, and if you'd like us to connect with them, and obviously mails only, and they can send us the voice notes, or even if you want us to call them to get them onto the show if they are first time Hajj, inshallah we will get them on air and they can tell us an experience, how are they feeling so far, where are they at the moment, you know, and then they can give us the run through of how has their experience been so far. So the numbers again are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and then when we return, inshallah, we will listen to our various lecture.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Ummati, 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 Ummati. Jab ki paida hove hamare nabi bole bale nabi pyare pyare nabi jab ki paida hove hamare nabi bole bale nabi pyare pyare nabi dono alam ki aankhon ke taare nabi apne nazuk labon se pukare nabi ummati 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 jab satane lage kafiron mushriki Ta'ala ne farmaya e shahidi tum kaho to karo inko gharat yahi bol hazrat aisa nahi hoga kabhi ummati 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 is qadar thi muhabbat ke khairul bashar rakh ke sajde mein sar ho gaye chashm ta kehte the khuda malik mahrum bakhsh do ummat ko hai dua sarbasar ummati 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 ummati, ummati, ummati. Toli jayengi jis waqt ne kiyo badi, phir na hargiz sunega kisi ki koi. Nafsi nafsi pukarenge sare nabi, aap us waqt bhi kehte honge yahi. Ummati, 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 ummati.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ فَحُجُّوا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته It is our weekly practice to impart a dars on the ahadith of Riyadus Salihin, authored by the great Imam Allama Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. The hadith that we were supposed to discuss today entails a lengthy discussion, and because we have a nikah ceremony today, I did not want to inconvenience those people who are participating in the nikah, as they may have some program after the nikah. So just to follow the desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we will still continue with the dars of hadith, and discuss a hadith which is pertaining to the time we are passing through, and which is short and sweet also. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to prefer and like those actions which were carried out with continuity. So it is the desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that whatever we do with continuity. Large quantity without continuity is not as good as small quantity with continuity. As far as faraid are concerned, as far as wajibat are concerned, the compulsory injunctions and the incumbent and necessary injunctions of our sharia is concerned, we have no choice. So one cannot say that performing two salat instead of five regularly is better than performing five times salat now and then. No, one has to perform five times salat regularly, daily. But moving away from the faraiz, from the wajibat, and coming to mustahabbat, coming to nawafil, coming to optional actions, little with continuity is better than more without continuity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُ الْعَمَلِ مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The best action is that action which is carried out with continuity, even though it is less. So let me give you a very simple example. We have a person who recites 10 juz from the Quran on the 1st of January. He recites another 10 on the 2nd of January. Nothing on 3rd, nothing on 4th, nothing on 5th. On the 6th, he recites another 10. Nothing on 7th, on the 8th, he recites another 10. Nothing on 9th, nothing on 10th, nothing until the 20th. 20th January, he recites another 10. And nothing again until the 31st of January, he recites another 10. So in total, he has recited 60 juz. He has completed two Qurans. So more, but without continuity. There is no continuity that daily 10 or daily 5 or daily 4 or daily 3. And you have another person who is reciting one juz only on the 1st of January, one juz only on the 2nd of January, one juz throughout the month. So at the end of the month, he has recited 31 juz. So he has basically completed one Quran only. But this person will spiritually benefit more than the first person. It's like somebody who is suffering from an illness is told by the doctor to take 2 tablets per day after breakfast. So you have one person who is taking 2 tablets daily. And you have another person who takes 4 tablets on the first day, nothing on the second day, nothing on the third day, and 3 tablets on the fourth day. Nothing for 3 more days. The first person who is regular with his 2 tablets will physically benefit more than the first person. In fact, the first person may suffer more illnesses if he is not careful. So this is the desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is for this reason, whenever we have nikah after the Jummah Salat, we always carry on with our ma'mul, and if the hadith under discussion in Riyadus Salihin is easy, short and sweet, then we carry on with the Riyadus Salihin. Otherwise, we leave Riyadus Salihin out for the day and we mention another hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and give the message. So if we really look at today's discussion, then in the introduction we have discussed one hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, best amal is that which is carried out with continuity. So let's say we have somebody here who is not performing 2 rakat nafl after the Zuhr Salat. So he should resolve. And after resolving, he should say, okay, from today, I will perform 2 rakat after the Zuhr Salat, nafl, optional, but I will read it regularly. Instead of becoming emotional and waking up very early in the morning and performing 8 rakat tahajjud, and 2 rakat nafal after Zohar, 2 rakat nafal after Maghrib, and on top of 2 rakat nafal, he is performing 6 rakat nafal also, Salatul Awwabin, and 2 rakat nafal after Isha. For 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, and the fizz is gone. So it is better that a person chooses slowly, slowly, and as his spiritual stamina increases, he increases his amal also. So two with continuity, then slowly, slowly, okay, now I will perform the 2 rakat after Maghrib also with continuity. Then I will perform the 2 rakat after Isha with continuity. Now I will wake up for the Tahajjud as well. So slowly, slowly you build your spiritual stamina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. The hadith that I wanted to mention very briefly, I will just touch that hadith also. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ فَحُجُّ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made hajj compulsory upon you. Therefore, perform hajj. There are so many Muslim brothers and so many Muslim sisters upon whom hajj has become fard. Despite that, they are always deferring their intention. This year the resolution is there, that next year definitely. Comes the next year definitely. And we keep deferring our intention, we keep deferring our resolve. And shaitan whispers so many different types of thoughts. This year my son is getting married, so let him settle down with his wife. I want to be there in the initial stages. I want to support them. I want to look after them. Inshallah, next year. If my son was not getting married this year, during this time, I would have definitely gone. So, inshallah, next year. Next year, something else will crop up. It's shaitan who is whispering these thoughts. So, those of us upon whom hajj has become fard, we have the means to go to Makkah Mukarrama. We are healthy, we are fit. We have the means, financial means, to go to Makkah Mukarrama. We have the means to stay in Makkah Mukarrama during the days of Hajj. And we have the means to support our family in our absence. Then Hajj has become fard upon us. We should make sure that we go to Makkah Mukarrama as quickly as possible. And absolve ourselves of this great responsibility. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Buniyal Islamu ala khams. Islam is built on 5 pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. To bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. Wa iqami salah, and to establish salah. Wa itai zakah, to give zakah. Wa sawmi ramadan, to fast in the month of Ramadan. Wa hajjil bayt, and to perform hajj, hajj of baytullah. So my friends, I urge all of you, my sisters listening at home, if hajj is farz upon you, then try to go this year. Who knows, we may not live till next year. Who knows, we may not have the means next year. We may become sick. We may become bankrupt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from every calamity of this world and the hereafter. If it is possible, please go this year. And if not, then make a firm resolution that we will go next year, inshallah. Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَمْ مَلَكَ زَادًا وَرَاحِلَةً تُبَلِّغُهُ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ. One who has the means to reach Baytullah during the days of Hajj, despite that, وَلَمْ يَحُجَّ, he does not go and perform Hajj. فَلَا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَمُوتَ يَهُدِيًّا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًّا. Then it is up to him whether he chooses to die as a Jew or he chooses to die as a Christian. Grave warnings for those people who do not perform Hajj despite having the means. And those people who go and perform Hajj, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajjul Mabroor, Laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. Hajj Mabroor, the accepted Hajj. There is no reward for Hajj Mabroor except Jannah. And in another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man Hajja lillah, one who performs Hajj only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَمْ يَرْفُزْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُدْ. And during the Hajj, he neither commits any verbal sin nor any sin by any other action. رَجَاكَ يَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Then when he returns from the Hajj, he returns so pure that he is as if he was born that very day. He is like a newly born child. So I urge all my friends, especially my young friends, because young friends tend to think this is whisper from shaitan, that Hajj is for old people. Hajj is for those people who resolve to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now I want to live a life of piety. No, Hajj is very, for old people, Hajj is very difficult. You need strength in Hajj. So for young people, Hajj is easy. And why should you think that way? That I am not ready to follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet. So I will go when I am 40, when I am 45, when I am 50, when I am 100% sure that I am going to follow the deen of Allah. No. Go with a positive view. That although I have not resolved to follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I carry out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform Hajj, through the barakah and through the blessings of that place, when I return, I will be a complete changed person. And Allah will make deen easy for me. Allah will make me His friend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me His nearness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Alhamdulillah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana 'abduka wa ana 'ala 'ahdika wa 'ahdika mustata'u a'udhu bika min sharri ma sanatu abuduka bi ni'matika 'aliyya. Sayyidul istighfar. But you don't know what you're reading and it won't even move you at all. Speak to Allah.
Empowering the Ummah. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
نسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العام اللطيف الخبير العليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيم الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحبيب المحصي المبكي والمعين المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المبتدئ المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعال البر التواب المنتكم العفو رؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المكسي الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. اللهم صل أفضل الصلاة على أسعد المخلوقاتك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عدد معلوماتك ومداد كلماتك كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكره الغافلون.
نعنو تبيك الأشكر صدق وفاك بكر علماء دوبا علماء دوبا. نعنو تبيك الأشكر صدق وفاك بكر علماء دوباً علماء دوباً. حق گوئی کے جرم میں یورش ہو یا امن میں سہتے رہے ستم علماء دیوبن. نانو تبی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کا پیکر علماء دیوبن علماء دیوبن. ظالم کا ظلم روکا کفار کو نچایا انگریز بیری سے خطہ ہی چرایا. ظالم کا ظلم روکا کفار کو نچایا انگریز بیری سے خطہ ہی چرایا. او شاملی کا میدان زامن ہے خون غرقا او شاملی کا میدان زامن ہے خون غرقا کیا موت کو پسند علماء دیوبن. نانو تبی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کا پیکر علماء دیوبن علماء دیوبن. خوس قصید لکھ کر اصحاب مصطفیٰ کے صدیق غنی صدیق عمر غنی کے حیدر شیر خدا کے. خوس قصید لکھ کر اصحاب مصطفیٰ کے صدیق عمر غنی کے حیدر شیر خدا کے. جنگوی فاروق زہار شعیب و حبیب مختار چھلنی کرے بدن علماء دیوبن. نانو تبی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کا پیکر علماء دیوبن علماء دیوبن. اس مادی دور میں وہ اسلاف کا نشان تھا ہمت میں حوصلے میں رفعت کا اثر تھا. اصحاب کا تھا خادم وہ پیارا طارق اعظم فرقت کا ہے فرقت کا دے گیا غم علماء دیوبند نانو تبھی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کا پیکر علماء دیوبند علماء دیوبند درخواست اتی بخاری اور حضرت سیما قاضی احسان اختر اور حضرت بنوری درخواست بخاری اور حضرت سیما قاضی احسان اختر اور حضرت بنوری مرزا کے لیے تھے ہر جائے کے لیے تھے مرزا کے لیے تھے ہر جائے کے لیے تھے وہ موت کا زخم علماء دیوبند نانو توی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کا پیکر علماء دیوبند علماء دیوبند میوات کا علاقہ تاریکیوں کا ڈیرا الیاس نے لہرایا تبلیغ کا ہی پھیرا میوات کا علاقہ تاریکیوں کا ڈیرا الیاس نے لہرایا تبلیغ کا ہی پھیرا ان کی طرف کو دیکھو فکر و کرب کو دیکھو ان کی طرف کو دیکھو فکر و کرب کو دیکھو سارے چاہ کرم علماء دیوبند پانی پت کے وہ جزیرے اور مالتا کی راتیں شیروں کے حوصلے کی صبر و وفا کی باتیں پانی پت کے وہ جزیرے اور مالتا کی راتیں شیروں کے حوصلے کی صبر و وفا کی باتیں محمود مدنی پیارے پستے رہے وہ سارے لیکن ہوئے نہ ہم علماء دیوبند نانو توی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کی فکر علماء دیوبند علماء دیوبند نانو توی کا لشکر صدق و وفا کی فکر علماء دیوبند علماء دیوبند تیری